Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And today, Jonah, we've got some really special guests. We'll be talking with Rotarians. They're both Rotarians, all Rotarians, I should say. Todd Bowen, and we have Jessica Muccio. And they have pretty specific titles that they have at Habitat for Humanity. Project manager, is that correct, Todd?
Yep.
Yes.
And Jessica is director of development. So we've got some real important people with us here today, Jonah.
Absolutely. Jessica, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you for having me.
And Todd, welcome back. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. Yes, it's always a pleasure.
So who's going to tell us what is exactly Habitat for Humanity?
So I will gladly take that question.
Okay, on. Jessica.
So Habitat for Humanity is an international organization that strives to create a world where everyone has a safe and affordable place to live. Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County is one of 1,100 affiliates here in the United States. And we also have 70 international partners that the local affiliates support.
Wow.
So here in Dutchess County, we have built 40 new construction first-time home ownership homes for partner families here in Dutchess County. We've also repaired over 250 homes to keep our current homeowners safely in their homes. Because for every new construction house that we build, we unfortunately lose 5 to blight, and that's because of aging in place issues.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask, what you meant by that. Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. Aging in place issues, and sometimes just the upkeep, you know, sometimes it just kind of gets out of hand when everything else is going on in life. So really here at Habitat Dutchess, we provide not only that first time home ownership opportunity, but that preservation of home ownership. Because currently here in Dutchess County, there are 6,000 families that are in need of a safe and affordable home.
Say that again.
Let's not skip over that number. 6,000 families are in need of appropriate housing.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's only in Dutchess. Wow.
Just in Dutchess County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Jessica, there used to be a program called Christmas in July. Is that what has evolved into Habitat for Humanity? Well, maybe that's before your time.
That's a little bit before my time. Right now, the only Christmas in July I know is through our ReStore, which if you don't know what a ReStore is, it is the retail program of Habitat for Humanity that diverts tons of reusable furniture and home good items from our local landfills and resells them while funneling that income back into the community. So it's the store that builds homes.
Okay.
How many stores can say that, where if you purchase a product, you are actually purchasing a brick on our next new home?
Yes, that's beautiful. And Todd, why don't you tell us a little bit about your affiliation with Habitat for Humanity through the Wappingers Club, Rotary Club?
So I actually knew about Habitat from where I used to work, which was the Village of Wappingers Falls, because that's where I first connected with them, where they built 3 modular homes in that village. And then for Rotary, I know they were interested in joining, and then I took over as president, and then I got Maureen, who was the CEO, to join. And then she surprised me with getting the ReStore to join. So I got 2 new members out of it and 2 additionals, which I'm very grateful for. And we both have a good partnership for Rotary and Habitat, which we did a few events, which we'll talk about soon.
Yeah, and those are corporate members, right? That the Habitat for Humanity and the ReStore are both corporate members.
Habitat for Humanity is the organization that former President Jimmy Carter used to help build buildings for. Isn't that correct, Maureen?
That is correct. Not only did Jimmy help build homes, but so did Rosalind, and may she rest in peace. She was a true advocate for affordable housing here in the United States. And Habitat International, as well as Habitat Dutchess, will be eternally grateful to the Carter family for all that they have done for us.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jessica, you said there are 6,000 families in need of appropriate housing. How does Habitat for Humanity get them into houses? Let's start from the get-go. First of all, let's get some contact information out there in case there are people who say, you know, I know someone who needs a nice house. I know somebody who needs a house repaired. Let me get a hold of these wonderful Rotarians from Habitat for Humanity. What's your contact information?
So they can contact us two ways. They can visit our website, which is www.habitatdutchess.org.
Say that one more time, Jessica.
Of course. That is www.habitatdutchess.org. Or they can pick up the phone and give us a call. Our number here is 845-297-0806.
Give us that again, please.
One more time.
Sure. One more time, yeah.
845-297-0806.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We have our two great guests, Jessica Muccio and Todd Bowen. Repeat that in the next portion of the program. So somebody calls you at what number again, Jessica?
845-297-0806.
And say, I know somebody who needs housing, or I need housing, or I need my home repaired. What are the steps? Is there a financial ceiling where above that they can't get your services, or do you help anybody and everybody?
So we do have income guidelines. When they begin their pathway to home ownership, they work very closely with my wonderful colleagues, Jen Radicone, our chief operations officer, and Jen B, who is our housing and financial support counselor. And what they will do is they will begin the application process. We provide our homes to households that make an income between $35,000 and 80% of the area median income. And just to put that in perspective, the area median income of Dutchess County is at $117,000 currently. So a household, we will serve a household that makes up to 80% of that area median income.
Wow.
Okay.
And they'll work, like I said, very closely with my wonderful colleagues. They will perform what we call sweat equity hours, which is volunteer service hours that they can do with us or in the community and at other agencies. A family typically does around 400 hours, but our future home buyers, let me tell you, they don't leave us. They become family. They will do 400 and more.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question, Jessica. What if you have 10 thumbs like me and you're a hammer in my hand is a dangerous weapon? I have no talent when it comes to that sort of thing. Do you still have jobs for people who really aren't great carpenters or electricians?
Oh, we have a wonderful saying here at Habitat. You don't have to swing a hammer to help us. We have volunteer opportunities, not only on our construction sites, but in our ReStore. A cashier, a pricer, a customer service representative. So many ways to help Habitat.
And we're going to find out more about those ways to help Habitat Humanity from our great guests, Rotarians Todd Bowen and Jessica Muccio, after Kathy Kruger says, who keeps a roof over our heads by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, we are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the Village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Trebois, and with me is my co-host, the fabulous Kathy Kruger, and she is going to introduce our equally fabulous guests. Kathy, take it away.
Yes, thank you, Jonah, and we do have fabulous guests. They're both Rotarians. We have Todd Bowen, and we have Jessica Muccio, and they're both from Habitat for Humanity, and I'll let them tell everybody what their titles are, but they're just telling us... They're giving fascinating statistics of the people that need housing in Dutchess County and what they're doing for them. So go right. Take so, it away, Jessica.
Jessica, what is it that you do for Habitat Humanity when you're not at the Rotary meeting?
So I am the development director here, excuse me, at Habitat Dutchess. So I am the fundraiser, as well as I work with the marketing and external and internal communications. And I also work with our volunteers, such as our Rotary Club members, as well as our Interact Club here locally.
And Todd, you held the record as being the youngest president in Hudson Valley Rotary history. Is that still the case?
Yes, and it'll be the same for next Rotary year, actually.
So Todd gets to be president for 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row, yes.
Because he's doing such a great job at the Wappingers Club, yes.
So, Todd, what is it that you do at Habitat for Humanity?
I'm the senior project manager here at Habitat for Humanity at Dutchess County. So I handle all the pre-planning before we get the modulars delivered. So that consists of getting building permits, municipal meetings, working with our architect. I'm actually lucky enough because I get to work with all of our departments here with Habitat. So I work closely with development, which is Jessica, try to cut some costs in construction. I get to work with Jen Radicone in the home ownership department because that's who we get the information on in regards to repairs and timelines of families need to move in, et cetera. So I get to do all the not hands-on work, all the planning for it, and then it
oh, that's
gets
important.
Yeah,
the planning,
and then I have a question.
Important. Yeah,
were you involved with Habitat Humanity before you became a Rotarian, or after you became a Rotarian, Todd? After you became a Rotarian,
right,
okay.
Because Rotary imbibes in all of us service of itself, and there's no greater organization to show service to their fellow men and women, and Habitat for Humanity, putting a roof over people's heads. Now, Jessica, let's get back to, before we talk about, you know, building an actual big house for people, like Todd was talking, let's talk about the repairs that you folks do. How does that work, and how do you qualify for that?
So, again, you will visit our website, www.habitatduchess.org or give us a call at 845-297-0806 and you will get information on our home repair program. We have multiple components of it with the priority placed on our veterans and seniors. So we have what's called our Aging in Place program, which will help seniors stay in their home by correcting safety and code violations. For our local veterans, if they're in need of a ramp, or just recently we had a local veteran who was without heat for a year, and we were able to repair his heating system. Todd worked very diligently working with our subcontractors to get that done before this winter season. And that's just one story, but for every new construction house that we build, we're losing five to blight. And a lot of the times it's due to safety and code violations. So Habitat is here for you. Give us a call and we will do our best to help you stay in your home.
Give us that phone number again, Jessica.
You got it. 845-297-0806.
And folks home, get a pencil and paper because I'll have them repeat that in the third portion of the program. So, Jessica, the repairs, whether it's a ramp, as you said, or a new heating system or a broken window, is there any cost to the homeowner for this?
There is not a cost to the homeowner. We are very fortunate to have supporters from Lowe's, Berkshire Taconic Foundation, Dyson Foundation, HFHI, which is our acronym for Habitat International, as well as the federal government. So we are very fortunate to be the recipient of many grants, and our labor is free thanks to our local Rotarians, our local volunteers. They come, they pick up those hammers, and they build those ramps, they fix those windows. Habitat is nothing without our volunteers. They are our heart and soul. But I know, Jonah, we talked about it before. You don't have to swing a hammer to help us. There are many volunteer opportunities. You can teach a home buyer class. You can come to our Restore. Just open your heart to your time, talent, and treasure. We are here.
Todd, let me ask you a question. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
I was going to mention that Restore one more time because I don't think people are aware of the Restore.
So the Restore is our retail home improvement store where our community generously donates furniture items, home goods, and in turn, we resell them. And with that profit, we put it back into our community and build new homes. Our Restore last year built one full house completely on their own, thanks to our donors and shoppers. It's the store that builds homes here in Dutchess County.
And where is the store located, Jessica?
Our store is located at 1822 South Road in Wappingers Falls, right next to Kohl's.
And what kind of merchandise do you have for sale?
We have futons, we have sectionals, we have teacups, we have so many items. There's just so much to describe. It's a 30,000 square foot store that is filled from wall to wall. And we also do an online auction as well for some beautiful antique items. Again, you're going to want to visit our website, www.habitatduchess.org. And if you're cleaning out your garage or basement, you can drop off those donations Tuesday through Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30, or we will send our beautiful blue box truck out there and pick up those furniture items for you.
Again, you just answered my question. I was wondering if you do come out, because I think I remember years ago do you remember the company This End Up? I had furniture and I think I took pictures and you approved of the pictures and you came and you picked up that furniture from my home. So it was wonderful.
What about used clothing? Do you take that?
We do not take used clothing, but we do partner with...
I was going to try and get rid of my old leisure suits. Yeah, go ahead, Jessica. No, go ahead. No,
we partner with other agencies, so we also have a list, too. That's the beauty of having such a large footprint here in Dutchess County, is Habitat is the go-to for anything. Home ownership, home goods. We're here for you, even if it's a simple question. We love speaking to our neighbors.
And we'll be speaking more with Todd Bowen and Jessica Muccio, Rotarians and active in Habitat for Humanity, right after these messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you. ThirdEyeAssociates.com or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treve-Wasser. With me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger, and she's going to introduce our Rotarian friends from Habitat for Humanity. Kathy.
Yeah, Jonah, these two are wonderful, wonderful Rotarians, Todd Bowen and Jessica Muccio, and they are from the Wappingers Rotary Club. So I wanted them to take that away and talk a little bit about their affiliation with the Wappingers Club, along with Habitat of Dutchess.
Where Todd, by the way, is the youngest president, not only in the history of the Wappingers Club, but in the history of any Rotary Club in the Hudson Valley.
Yes.
Todd, how old are you?
20, now 22. I took over as president at the age of 21.
You know, you were talking about donating clothing, which you guys don't take. I've got sports jackets older than you are, Todd. So you belong to the Wappingers Rotary Club, and where and when does it meet?
It meets on Thursdays at 12:15 p.m. at Lungobardi's restaurant right off of Route 9.
And Kathy wants to know,
how's that food over there?
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, I've been there. I like Lombardi's. Yeah.
Yes.
We have been guests of the Wappingers Club many times talking about Radio Rotary, and the food is excellent. And Todd, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the repair items that you do for Habitat Humanity with your good friend Jessica. But tell us about the building the new houses. How do you get the land? Is it stick built? Is it modulars that you drop from a big truck? How does it work?
Yeah, sure. So we are very fortunate enough to get a lot of land donated to us. So we acquire it, and then we, you know, get the deeds to the property. And then usually with those donated properties, you have to go to planning and zoning because it doesn't meet the codes, which we've been very successful with, obviously, because we've been building a lot in the city of Poughkeepsie. So, but once you get to that step, it's time for the house. So we use Manorwood Homes in Pennsylvania. We have a very good sales rep, Anthony Mazzocchi, that we deal with. We work with our architect and him to develop the plans and the families, what the families were looking at. We give them a few options, colors on the siding, stuff like that. And then once that is done, we also work on the foundation, which we use Superior Walls. It's fabricated walls, which we use. We have a really good sales rep for that. His name is Roy. And we also work with our architect on that. The foundation goes in first. Actually, I have to back it up. You have to dig the hole first.
Right.
Right. And we use Thomas Gleason. They're very good partners with Habitat. And then once the hole is in, we put the foundation in, and then we set the sill plates. It's really the most important step before the house. because it's a piece of wood, and then almost like I call them like almost like metal brackets, but they lay flat. And once the house gets delivered, the house sits on the foundation, and then that metal bracket flips up and gets nailed to the house to keep it in place.
And the house, these are these pre-manufactured houses?
Built modular houses, yeah. So a two-story house comes in four boxes. They put it up within a day. It comes 80% completed. So we do, as the builder, the rest of the 20%. What is that 20%? It's the front porch, back porch. We subcontract out the plumbing, the electrical. Our volunteers do the painting, and we also do the landscaping.
Now, so that's how many bedrooms? I mean, describe this house. Is it always the same, or it depends on the size of the family?
Correct. It depends on the size of the family. The past two we just did in the city of Poughkeepsie, three bedrooms, one and a half baths, two stories, both full basements also.
Wow.
Basements are unfinished. Our volunteers installed the basement stairs.
Okay.
But we leave it up to the family how we do the plumbing and the basement stairs, where they have the opportunity to finish it once they're the homeowner, if they would like.
And during the build or the assembly of the modular home, the family who's going to inherit that home, they put in some, as you said, sweat equity. They help out too, right?
Correct. And they have their own mortgage also when they purchase it from Habitat, yes.
All right. So you give the gift of home ownership to people in need. This is just fabulous. And what got you interested in this kind of work, Todd? I mean, you're already a Rotarian involved in service above self. What got you interested specifically in Habitat for Humanity?
So I think it's the service opportunity. I've always been connected to that. So in Rotary, and also I went to school for majored in human services, which I graduated in May of this year.
Okay.
And then I worked with Habitat on a project last winter, November. It was to actually in the village of Wappingers Falls, which where I live and I also worked at one point. So I worked with them on a project. I really enjoyed it and the staff here. And then an opportunity came about and I went for it, and especially because I was looking for something different out of local government and wanted to join nonprofit. And that's really how it happened.
Wow. So, Jessica, you mentioned earlier, I mean, I've learned two things. I've heard sweat equity, which is something I had never heard before, and I love that term. But you said fundraiser, because I was going to ask, how do you possibly afford to do all this? But it sounds like you've just have wonderful affiliates, companies that donate all their time and their goods to help you build these homes.
We do, but we still are faced with what we call a GAP fund.
Okay.
So Habitat stands for Financial Sustainability and Affordability. So we do sell our houses. Our Habitat families take out a mortgage, but it is never at more than 29% of their household income.
A
house will cost us approximately $300,000 to develop, but the family's mortgage may only be $150,000. So that gap needs to be filled. And it's thanks to local businesses and individual donors who financially support our mission.
And the moment we have left, Jessica, repeat the website and your phone number.
Absolutely. www.habitatduchess.org. And our phone number is 845-297-0806.
Rotarians Jessica Muccio and Todd Bowen, thank you for everything that you do to make home ownership possible through Habitat for Humanity. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you for having us.
Both are great Rotarians.
And Kathy, who allows us to be great Rotarians on the air by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Walk Hill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treboisa joining Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in wishing you a happy and healthy new year for 2024.